Yeah, we're back, and we're joined by Mr. Trevor Sadler from USA 3000 Airlines. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Roy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Everybody keeps saying that to me, and I suddenly thought, did I just lose track of time or something? It seems like New Year's was a while back here somehow.
Well, it was, but we haven't spoken on air for a while, and I just want to say Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Well, we thank you, Trevor. I was just mentioning to the audience and that it doesn't seem that long ago that you were on our show announcing USA 3000 Airlines' new service into St. Pete, Fort Myers, and Orlando. Well, not necessarily in that order, but St. Pete certainly, and Fort Myers, and Orlando came later. And people would say to me, "Who?" And now USA 3000 Airlines has become a household word, and I'm not just saying that because we have you on the air. It's just that I think you've all done an incredible job to get the word out there, and that a great job. And so now you mention it, and you mention U.S. Airways, and they said, "You mean USA 3000?"
Well, that's good to hear, Roy. Good to hear. No, we certainly try hard. We've added a number of cities, and what we're trying to do is offer a consistent schedule, and then determine within the markets that we fly from Florida, what are the markets that we can continue to increase the service level, the number of frequencies, and build on it in a careful way. We don't like to come into a market and say, well, it's not working, and pull out. We'd rather come in a slow way and build upon it. Finding the confidence of the traveling public who want to fly with us.
Well, you did, in fact. I mean, you started into St. Pete by adding, you know, certain cities, and I guess Fort Myers. Which came first? Was it Fort Myers?
Fort Myers was our very first city.
Right.
It grew very, very quickly, up to 11 nonstop destinations. It's been a fabulous destination in terms of the. I don't think we could actually have foreseen really the actual growth that has taken place in that market.
Right. It's almost as though it's USA 3000 Express. Every other airplane is one of yours, it seems.
Well, we do send them in waves, so it appears that way all at once.
You've planned it that way, have
you? Right.
So then St. Pete was then the second market, and St. Pete has done quite well, hasn't it?
Well, it's a steady market. We haven't seen really much growth in the market there, nor have we seen decline. It just sits quite comfortably where it is at this point.
Well, it's interesting because when one thinks in terms of Fort Myers, it's the regional airport, and it really isn't just Fort Myers. They call it the Southern Regional Airport because it covers Marco, Naples, Fort Myers. But you would think that there is as much activity in the Tampa Bay area down to Sarasota as there would be down there, except, of course, they had a lot of timeshare and a lot more of that, I suppose, in the Fort Myers area.
Right. The evolution of the St. Pete area with respect to all the beaches along St. Pete through to Clearwater has been quite an evolution of change over the last 24 months or so, as a lot of the smaller motel properties, which were very affordable, are coming down and being replaced by multi-story million-dollar condo units, which changes really the dynamics of who is actually coming and who is staying.
Right.
Those are then less likely, they're more likely to be second homes than they are actual rental properties.
So possibly people are leaving, coming down for the weekends and flying back and forth, maybe more activity that way.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you have the figures in terms of population in those areas versus Tampa, let's say Tampa Bay down to Sarasota. But I mean, from Tampa Bay to Sarasota, there's got to be, you know, 3 million plus, I would guess.
I don't have the numbers immediately at hand, Roy. I certainly do have them around here, but
yeah, no, I'm sure. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just trying to visualize in my own mind when I think about Naples and Marco and Fort Myers as in terms of numbers of people. In any event, Fort Myers has become probably your single biggest destination in Florida.
Undoubtedly, yes.
And
pick up a newspaper in the market, you'll see all kinds of new home construction all over the place.
Yeah.
What were formerly plots of vacant land are quickly being taken over by new home construction.
Right.
And a lot of second homes. We see a lot of folks in a couple of the markets that clearly they have a home or a business in the northern market, and at the same time they are flying frequently back and forth to Fort Myers.
Right. Now, Cancun is a major destination for you, or for USA 3000 in general. And can you give us a little update on what's happening there after this terrible hurricane?
Well, Cancun is coming back, albeit slower than we may all have hoped for. Cancun proper, at best, is perhaps seeing something in the order of 50% of all their available rooms back online. Many of the hotels that were anticipating being available this winter are seeing some fallback in the opening dates, in part to do with just getting actually construction materials and construction personnel in an available sense to come in and work with them. So we're in the beginning of the height of the winter season into Cancun, but with perhaps with Cancun proper not including the Riviera Maya, there's really at best 50% of the rooms actually available there.
Yeah, I don't think we've all appreciated how much damage was really done to Cancun, and the nature of these properties, because they're all inclusive resorts, a good majority of them, and in the Riviera Maya area, they're most of them are all on the beach. And then, of course, a few years back, up in the Cancun area on one side, they lost a lot of beach then. So, and there isn't much blocking it other than Isla Mujeres. So when that storm comes across, it's right on to it. And I think there was a lot more damage than any of us had realized, and we're beginning to see realize now because of the time it's taking to get things back in order. Is the airport open now at night as well? Because they had limited operations, I think, there for a while.
No, we're back to normal business there.
Right.
Everything is operating on a quite normal basis as far as the airport is concerned. And you look at the present state, and you, other than perhaps some billboards that are left with frames, much of it appears to be back together and in good shape.
Right, and you find that you're able to get your flights in and out of there pretty much on time?
Oh, yes, yeah. That's not been a problem for us. We were the first airline to get back into Cancun after the hurricane, although we've had to cancel some of our flights on account of the hotel availability. We're, in fact, probably the only airline who has maintained a high frequency going in and out of there. So many other air carriers have simply used the hurricane as a reason to not fly, or in the case of some new entrant airlines, to say, well, we'll just go in a year from now, uncertain of their ability to perhaps to sell seats at this time in the marketplace.
Right. Now, you, what about Orlando? I know that that was your latest market, and is that beginning to build for you?
Well, we started off in the winter season with Orlando, and therefore it's a slower season to begin to build in. And like all markets, I think they take a little time for you to be known in that marketplace.
Right.
A couple of the cities we're seeing, I think, a positive response, and so we need to just build on what we've established, and it too has the opportunity to do well.
What about Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale was very, very slow, really, to come back post the hurricane. The traffic, which started the snowbird migration south during the late October time frame, that really didn't start to come back until practically past Thanksgiving, when most of major repairs that were necessary for lights, infrastructure, power, and so forth were all finally put back together again. So those who are second home owners, they simply stood back a while waiting for normalcy to return.
There was a lot of damage down there, especially because that Hollywood area...
It was widespread, although it was light, relatively speaking. It was certainly far and wide in terms of the breadth and depth of the damage there.
Right. But I know I was down there not too long ago, and down around the Palm Beach Executive Airport, it was just a mess. They were still cleaning up that, and a lot of the hotels had a lot of damage on the beach. But it's pretty much under control now, or it has been at least for the last month. But you can see how much damage they had during that period, and it was really not expected that we thought we were going to get it more, you know, in another area than they did in that area.
Right.
So, anything particularly new on the 2006 agenda?
Well, I've been working, Roy, towards some hopefully positive changes. In the near distant future, we'll be introducing the ability to modify, change, and cancel your bookings online, which for those who are certainly web-enabled will be a great way for them to be able to make the decisions without having to call us. New forms of payment, we have a couple of new forms of payment that will be forthcoming, and I'll be pleased to share those with you this next month as we're going through testing at this point in time. We're looking, obviously, to try and continue to enhance the customer experience with us, provide alternate ways in which they can pay us beyond traditional credit cards.
Oh, well, terrific.
So those are the things that are really currently on the agenda. And changes to the layout of the website will be forthcoming, particularly the booking pages, with a view to, again, simplify that experience, actually reduce the number of clicks from the beginning of your search to actual confirmation in no more than... Right now, my goal is for this to be done in basically 3 clicks. So,
well, that'll make it a lot easier for everyone. That's terrific. Now, when we originally started out in the very beginning, USA 3000 had what, one or two Airbuses, and what are you up to now?
We have 12 full time airplanes and 2 additional ones that join the fleet in the winter.
Right. That's quite an achievement, wouldn't you say?
Well, we feel proud of what we've done in the first 4 years of our existence here as a company, and there's a lot of opportunities out there. We're trying to be mindful of what our customers are looking for and continue to try and offer those great prices despite really the difficulties in how to do so in an ever-increasing fuel cost market.
Well,
never easy.
You've done a marvelous job, Trevor. It's as I say, it's USA 3000 is a hometown word now, and it wasn't as you say a few years back. So, keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to your next update. And talk to you soon.
Very good, Roy. Thank you very much. Good day to your listeners.
Always a pleasure, Trevor. Bye for now.
Bye bye now.
Well, Trevor Sadler, USA 3000, and I would guess most of us have already tried them. They still serve a meal, unlike the other carriers. And I think that if you haven't tried it, you need to do so. Next week, my guest will be Evan Eggers with the latest in cruise updates. Travel journalist Carol Matthews. Bob Fisher with a fascinating destination worldview. So until then, this is Roy Lowy saying goodbye for now and happy travels.
You've been listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Visit our website at ttrn.com for complete show archives and interviews with guests like Chris Elliott, Peter Greenberg, Bob Fisher, Johnny Jett, and many other great travel professionals. Don't forget to tune in live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for more Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends.